Why are you waving your arms? If you're not waving, but drowning. Why are you waving up?
Because I think you're a lucky duck. I think you must have a lucky duck.
Why?
Because I think you must have a four-leaf shamrock or something.
Because I got a lift from the PSNI.
No, not because of that. And not because you spent all your wages on your Christmas presents for the team here, £3 in sterling. I think you're a lucky duck because...
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
Did you want to say something while I was talking?
I did. Sinead just reminded me earlier that apparently I called all of my colleagues on the radio team the staff.
Okay.
Too right.
Speaking of which,
firmly glued to the inside of my cheek when I said it, listener.
Speaking but nonetheless, of which, where's our coffee, Derek?
Nonetheless, if a listener was very surprised that I would refer to my colleagues as
the staff.
The staff. But at any rate, I think the rest of you weren't surprised at all. I think you got what I meant. Tongue firmly glued to the inside of my cheek. Of course, my colleagues. Sure, I love them all. Wake up with them every morning.
Were you watching the Rose of Tralee last night?
Was I watching the Rose? I have a life, Brendan. No, I wasn't watching the Rose of Tralee.
I was watching it. Now, I only got the second part of it. But Dahi O'Shea did the ice bucket challenge. Do you know about this?
I've heard about this, yeah.
Okay, it's
people all over the world are throwing buckets of ice over themselves.
Yeah, it's kind of one of these viral campaigns that's just gone viral.
I won't be doing it.
Well, you're very lucky because you were nearly doing it this morning.
Why?
Because last night at the end of the Rose of Tralee, and it was a great show, Dahi had a bucket of ice cold water thrown all over him, right? And the reason you do this for motor neuron disease, it began in the States, maybe New Zealand, very hard to tell where it began, but it was on the Golf Channel in the USA in June where the presenter got a bucket of ice thrown on him and he gave money to a charity. And then you can nominate three other people to do the same, that they're going to get the ice thrown all over them or else give money to a charity, right?
Now, any charity?
No, well, the one that they're doing this one is for motor neuron disease. And it's gone viral, and so much so that there was pressure on Obama to take the ice bucket challenge. Ethel Kennedy was asking.
Yeah, Obama should just take the ice bucket challenge anyway.
Well, anyway, he didn't do it. So Dahi had to take it last night because his mother-in-law nominated him, and the three people he picked were former Rose of Tralee presenters. Now everybody probably knows all this already, but it was Ryan Tuberty, Marty Whelan and Ray Darcy. Now the thing is, I was dropping Harvey to summer camp this morning and I was listening to Ryan and he was talking about you and he was talking about the three people, if he had to do the challenge, there are three people he'd have to nominate and first on his list, and it just rolled off his tongue and he really wanted to do it was to you. And I thought, go for it, Ryan, have a listen.
Ryan should nominate my friend Derek Mooney. He would love it, says Kira. I could. Thank you, Kira. It's a very good suggestion because I know Derek needs to be cooled down after he was seen in Belfast in the pound shop buying presents for his Christmas presents for his radio show team recently. And he probably spent all of £6, which is sterling, which probably came out to about €11.48. So he was probably seething with anger at the pain of having to part with the few shillings and pence that he spent. So he will need more than a bucket of iced water. I'd say he might need the contents of the aquarium in Bray emptied out onto his poor robbed head.
Dear. Now, do you know, I'll tell you what's wrong with him, because I said Tara Loughlin Grant was very good on the show last
week. And she was very good, actually.
Anyway, Ryan, it was £3.
So you are so lucky. He did not choose you.
Oh, he didn't.
He wanted to.
Great. So I don't have the ice bucket.
But he really wanted to choose you when people were saying, yeah, go for it. We'd love to, Derek. So I was planning. I had this thing. I brought in extra clothes and everything. I was going to say you could go home in my dress if you wanted, you know, just in case we got the water on you. But unfortunately, he did not choose you. But maybe somebody out there who's been nominated.
So wait a second now. Explain this to our listeners. So if you nominate somebody, then they have to take the ice bucket challenge. And
if they
how
take
does
it,
the charity get money? Well, I'm a bit confused.
Well, I don't know. I presume they
is
go online.
Is it if
online.
You refuse to take the ice bucket challenge, you have to make a donation to the charity?
That's it. You give €100 to the charity. Now, most people will
but who's
accept
refuse
the challenge.
It?
And, well, I suppose if you
and
don't want to
at the same
get
time,
wet.
If you refuse it, that means you don't want to give money to the charity.
Well,
that seems a little bit, that's
listen,
a little bit kind
it's
of...
It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun. And I really wanted to throw a bucket of water over you today, but I haven't got the chance because nobody's nominated you.
Oh, yeah. If you do it, you donate 20, David is telling me outside our sound engineer. So apparently if you take this ice bucket challenge, if you are nominated by somebody, this isn't just celebs who are doing it. This is all over the place. Everyone's doing it.
This is viral, Derek.
You give 20 if you take the ice bucket challenge, and that means you pour a bucket of ice over your own head or somebody does it for you. If you refuse to take it, then you donate 100 euros. Is that correct, David?
Yeah.
100 euro to the charity. And does it have to be the motor neuron disease? Nothing wrong with motor neuron.
That's
who it's for.
Yeah, that's
so it can't be
for.
Just for any charity
no,
that you might
I mean,
support.
I think it
because I support
out,
the Irish Hospice Foundation, as you know.
I know that. And it started out
as you
in
know,
the States.
As you
I
know,
think it was
as
for,
you know, as you know, as you know.
We know.
Sinead, you speak very proper English. Would you do me a favour? Would you pop in here for a second?
As you know.
Because you know,
well,
that
anyway,
Sinead
it started out in the States
English.
And the money went to the Irish, or not the Irish, it went to the Cancer Society in the United States.
Yeah.
But since then, it's gone to motor neuron disease.
Position that bucket of ice over Brenda's head there.
Do not stare. What?
No, would you mind sitting down there, Sinead? Would you tell me how I should pronounce the word K-N-O-W and put it into a sentence, please?
I would say, as you know, this is the way that one pronounces the word to know.
She's very handy, isn't she? Very handy.
You're a great girl.
Thank you very much. You're a wonderful boy yourself, Derek.
Thank you very much,
my
Sinead.
Dear boy.
Sinead is one of the staff.
She is indeed.
Not a colleague.
What are the longest members? How do I serving members?
Longest serving members of the team.
Are you the longest? Are you?
You've
been here 20 years. You've been pretty much
15.
Long. 15, yeah.
But the
long
2 years like a married couple.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
A long way we go back.
Yeah. I am not responsible for her beautiful daughter who celebrated her third birthday just last week.
She did.
Ella. So hello to her.
It's Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca. Sorry. Yes, we're very close on this team.
Very dear to each other.
Do you know what?
Rebecca,
he did that on
Rebecca,
purpose.
Rebecca, Ella is Ryan Turbidy's daughter, isn't that right? And my
that's
friend
right,
Kira's
yes.
daughter. Yeah,
yeah,
Ella.
Yeah.
They're Ella's, yeah.
yeah.
But you're Rebecca. They'll just write that down there, will you? Just in case I forget that.
What
Memo
present
to self.
Did you get her?
Rebecca. Huh?
Did you get her a present?
No, she's not old enough to realise I didn't get her a present
all
yet.
Right, okay.
Anyway, thank you, Sinead.
You're welcome.
Slán Ualia. Canary and Boherlata.
So you're a lucky ducky, that's all I'll say.
So I don't have to do the ice bucket challenge.
You don't have to do it.
It's kind of a nice idea, isn't it?
It's good fun.
It's an ice idea.
It's an ice idea.
Well, anyway, Ryan, tough luck. Get over it just because Tara Loughran Grant was good last week. That's what his
That's
problem is.
Wrong,
That's why
though.
He was waiting to get back at me. That's yeah. what it all is.
Yeah, there you go.
We take a little break thing.